Good morning. It is 8:18. You're listening to KCAW Sitka. It is 32 degrees and holding steady there. Got another little snow sleet shower, and but some people will not be deterred, such as sitting in the studio with me this morning, Mr. Jerry Dugan. Good morning, Jerry.
Morning, Chris.
Nice to have you. Thanks for coming in.
You bet.
It's good the snowplow showed up so that you could get here. Very good.
Indeed.
Yeah.
Good on the city.
Yeah, good. There was a lot of snow plowing activity this morning when I came in. There were huge piles of snow in the middle of Main Street that people were moving around, you know, trying to get everything done here before traffic started. But anyway, we have Jerry Dugan with us this morning from AMSI, as many of us know your organization's name, Alaska
Marine Safety Education Association.
I got the first part right.
Yeah. Not to be confused with ASME. Now I'm confused.
Yeah.
AMSI.
Yeah.
We'll just stick with that.
Yeah. AMSI is, this program has been around for quite a while now. I think I remember when you were first starting it up.
It was just really smoky.
It was many years ago. How long have you been at the helm there?
I think about 26 years.
Yeah. And you've got some class, you've got a class on ergonomics coming up here that you wanted to let our listeners know about.
Yeah, that's a relatively new class. We did one in Sitka about 7 years ago with Don Blaswick, who's a professor of ergonomics at University of Utah, who's got an interest in commercial fishing. And I've been working with him for the last 7 years, especially the last 9 months, developing a curriculum that's more specific to commercial fishing.
Okay. What is ergonomics for people who don't know what that is exactly, as it applies to fishing, apparently?
Well, as it applies to all workers, it's basically how the body interacts with your work environment, like how the body interacts with a tool and how the tool can be better designed to do the work, as opposed to a mismatch where you're using a crescent wrench. Well, that's a bad example. But it's about using the body correctly and about using tools that interface with your workplace that are designed to be easier on your muscular skeletal system.
So looking at a fishing boat, we might be looking at let's just say picking fish out of a gillnet.
Sure. Picking fish out of a gillnet, you do a pinch grip, which is really hard on your muscles and your wrists. And it's an inefficient grip, but it's needed for that type of work. So as opposed to a full grip, which is hard to use, like if you use your whole fist. So it means, and we're not, tonight when we talk about this, we're not going to tell fishermen what to do. We're going to just introduce the principles and brainstorm and show some ideas other fishermen have done in that situation to reduce the movements and the awkward postures that people sometimes use in order to fish.
Yeah, and there are a lot of awkward postures.
Yeah.
Stacking web on a deck, for example.
Yeah, yes, and we'll talk about all of those things tonight.
Yep. And so is this a free class from AMSI?
Yep, it's a free workshop. It's from 6:30 to 8:30 at Harrington Hall at the exhibit room from 6:30 to 8:30.
Okay.
Pretty much just people, all they have to do is bring something to write with. That would be helpful.
Okay.
And we have a pocket guide showing a different better workplace practices. And we have an ERG meter, so we can hook this meter up to people's muscles, and we can have them move, and we can show how different movements are easier or worse on the body. And really, the bottom line of this whole thing is not about working harder. It's about working smarter so that you're more efficient, so you can catch more fish, produce more fish, take care of them, and make more money at the end of the day and not have to spend money in the off-season or during the season on fixing your body.
Yeah, or having somebody have to be shipped out or... You know,
or worse.
Yeah, right.
Fisherman's Fund in Alaska says about 40% of all injury cases that they get are due to musculoskeletal injuries, back, shoulders.
Wow, that's really high.
Wrists. So it's and if you talk to fishermen, you know, everybody's got some musculoskeletal issue from fishing, and it doesn't take very long to get it. Just one season or part of a seasonal.
Yeah.
Make you hurt.
That's why we have so many. Yeah. Great massage therapists in this town.
Yeah. Speaking of which, Paul from Sitka Physical Therapy is going to be there also, and he's going to show us some stretching exercises that are good tune-ups before, during, and after the season. Mm-hmm. And just kind of a good time for that since we're in the preseason mode for a lot of fisheries, except unless you're winter king fishing.
Yeah, right.
But
right.
Even then, even mid-season, it's good to do those stretching exercises too.
I actually see people on the back of their seine boats. I'll see deckhands once in a while doing, push-ups or jumping jacks or whatever.
Yeah, it's great, and that's a really good thing to see. And I've seen more and more of that happening. Sometimes there's kind of a disconnect between the younger workers on a boat who don't have any musculoskeletal issues yet, and yet it's coming. It's pretty much a guarantee. And they'll see the older guys doing their stretching, and they'll kind of make fun of them. And it's like, your turn is next.
Exactly. Yeah, it's hard to envision when you're 20 that you're going to hurt when you're 40, but it does happen.
But it doesn't take that long. By the time you're 23, you can be hurting. And it's hard to find a fisherman who doesn't have some musculoskeletal disorder that's related.
Right.
And also, fishermen are active. They just don't fish, but they also do work on their boat and on their homes when they come home, and then when they're hunting. I mean, so it's a very physical lifestyle here.
Yeah.
And so it's all about extending that lifespan and that active lifespan so that you can stay healthy.
And the target, it sounds like, is mostly people who work on boats. But I'm assuming, like, anybody can come?
Well, we're specifically focusing on commercial fishermen on this.
Okay.
Most of the examples would be commercial fishermen.
Yeah.
So we're encouraging that, but we're not going to turn anybody away.
Yeah, okay. again, that's ergonomics workshop this evening at Harrigan Centennial Hall. What time is that again?
It's 6:30 to 8:30.
Okay. And if anybody has any questions?
Oh, they can call AMC today at 747-3287.
Okay, very good. Well, is there anything we've forgotten?
I got to go home and shovel some snow in my ergonomically designed shovel.
Oh, very good. Oh, very good. In your ergonomically designed stance, I hope.
Good point.
Hey, I was out shoveling the walk this morning at the radio station here, and it was actually really beautiful. So the, winter refuses to go away, at least for the interim here. But thanks for coming in this morning, Jerry Dugan, the executive director of AMSI, a world-renowned marine vessel and fisherman's safety organization.